All right, I'll waste no time digging in. Here we go. Now, remember, in an interview, you must always remember there's three primary goals. One is to build a valuable connection beyond what other managers might ever achieve in an interview. Number two, to assess how their background sets them up to be a success within your group and your industry. And most importantly, you want to assess how much this candidate cares about the work they do and cares about how they do it. So first, you have to get into the right mindset in order to obtain that information. You're about to uncover the heart and the soul of the person. And without first establishing this mindset, I guarantee you'll wander off into several rabbit trails. You'll remain way too cerebral, and you won't ask questions that get at the heart and soul of this individual. Now, doing this doesn't always guarantee that they'll reveal themselves, but without the goal, you're stuck in a very repetitive, soulless undertaking. So now, how do you begin? Well, personally, I've gotten to the point where chit-chat just doesn't feel right anymore. Years ago, I've dropped that. It may work for you, but I'm more comfortable just getting to the point. And I say something like, hey, listen, before we begin, I'd like to express that it's my desire, and I'm sure it's yours, to make sure that we assess if this is right for you and if this office provides the best fit for everyone. And one of the ways I do this, I tell them, is to find out about you first. And then there'll be plenty of time to find out about me, about the office, about the company, and so forth. I've never had anybody decline that as a good plan. And so I then first ask some preliminary questions that don't necessarily get at the caring trait, but can get to some heart issues, and more importantly, understanding where they are in their life. And so I begin with the question, why does this particular opportunity interest you at this particular point in your life? You get an enormous amount of information from this. And then I ask, what experiences have given you some indications you'd be a good fit for this type of work? I listen for challenges, frustrations, future goals. But now, here comes the big heart eliciting question, after all that, which gives you great information. I tell them, I ask them to tell me about a specific time when you either set or were given a goal or a task, and how did you go about accomplishing that goal or that task? That's the question. Now, what you listen for is even as important, if not more important, than the question. What you're listening for is a little bit of an animated energy around that experience and what it was like for them. Do you hear curiosity? Do you hear some excitement to a challenge? Do you hear a leaning towards ambition or towards fear? Fear may not be a bad thing if they're also telling you how they overcame that fear. Most people who have cared about their work will enjoy telling you about this journey. Some who fear boasting may need some encouragement, something like, hey man, this is your time to brag, let it out. No humility for the next few minutes. You've got to talk like you're talking to mom here. Now, if they're monotone about it, it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't care. A lot of guys tend to play down the emotional piece of this journey. And some women do too, but a skilled interviewer whose goal is to capture the essence of who they are can pick it up and say something like, do I hear some personal pride in that? Because that accomplishment sounds amazing, and see what you get. If you do it right, you'll improve your percentage of getting at the most potent trait of good work, and that is caring about one's work, something that can't be faked in one's history. They either did it or they didn't. And as a manager, your job is to nurture that caring even further once you hire them. Until next time, and remember, a great life is made up of 1,000 great days. Make this one of them.